I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to an episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. Thank you guys for being so patient with us last week. Gabby had literally no voice and I did not feel well. It was a crazy week.
We'll get into that in my weekly updates because I had a rough week last week. We're all good now, but it was one thing after the other.
I had that day yesterday. I can actually tell that story as of yesterday, but why don't you just, we're back to school season. So we're reading all of your school scandal stories and wow, did you guys deliver. I did not realize so many of you had scandalous schools. So we are going to get up into that. But first, take away the life updates. It's been 2 weeks. What do you have for us? What's been going on? How are you feeling? All the above.
So we had Hot Shots weekend, which went great, but I completely lost my voice the morning of the second day. So the first day is only like a half a day. The second day is the full long day. So somehow after two rotations the first day, it was freezing in the ballroom. And I was like, I was pretty much fully recovered from a sore throat, but I guess maybe it was still lingering a little bit. But went to bed fine that night, woke up the next morning, nothing was coming out, like almost completely mute, like literally almost nothing. So I really couldn't coach much at all, which was unfortunate. But overall, besides that, it was a good weekend. It's always a fun weekend. It's always kind of a tiring weekend, though, just because we are literally doing cheerleading. Like, I was doing the same rotation, which was spinning transitions. I was watching 1.5 and double up straight for like 7 hours the second day. So never need to see those skills ever again for the rest of my life. It's a little bit of a boring station. I think I might switch it up next year because I just feel like other rotations are a little bit more fun than spinning transitions. Like every single team that was coming through was literally doing the same skill. But as soon as the weekend was over, we went right into LJ Choreo. So then I was at the gym all morning, all week. And then once my voice started to come back, which it took quite a few days for it to even come back, then all of a sudden my wisdom tooth that was coming in somehow got infected. I don't really know what happened. I was in so much pain and my entire cheek was swollen. My face was so lopsided. It was like so puffy. So then we had to call my like oral surgeon since the good thing is I literally just went to get x-rays and everything because I went to my wisdom tooth consultation. So they just like were super quick to just prescribe me like an antibiotic. So I've been taking that for a few days. Luckily, all that pain went away. My swelling went away. Like my mouth, teeth, everything feels completely back to normal again. Thank goodness, because it was so uncomfortable and so painful for a few days. So it was like literally my voice was back and then my mouth hurt so bad. And because of where it was, my mouth hurt to move in general. So like talking and everything was not working. So hence why the podcast was not happening at all last week between not having a voice and not being able to talk. It was a rough week. It was literally like back to back. Basically, I instantly got my voice back and then I was instantly in pain. So there was no days in between there with that. But then after that, I don't really know. Like last week flew by because I feel like I was just so busy in the gym. I really don't think anything else happened. But Justin was out of town doing a clinic, so I ended up going to spend the weekend at Lexi's. I had such a productive and relaxing weekend. I got so much work done, so many things checked off my to-do list. And then I was also just a weekend full of girl dinners because Justin and I have obviously been like really good about cooking meals and we cook really good meals. But it has been so long since I've had just a good old girl dinner weekend and had all my favorites.
Can you explain what this girl dinner trend is? Because I keep seeing it and I think the reason I'm confused is because people are using it wrong. And like, they're trying to be funny, but like, I don't understand what girl dinner is.
To you would be your Tostitos with cheese melted on top. It's like, I'm hungry. No one else is home, so I don't need to cook a meal. It's literally just me. What can I throw together in my pantry or out of my fridge and call it a meal?
Got it.
So for me, it seems
like a snack to me, but.
But that's why people say it's girl dinner because it's not a nutritious meal at all.
Got it. Okay.
So, like, for me, it's my buffalo pasta. Anytime Justin's, like, even that was my dinner tonight. But I don't make it with chicken. I literally boil noodles. I put cheese. I go ranch, red hot, mix it up. Like, who eats that? That is a girl. That's things thrown together. Yes, but.
So I only eat girl dinners.
But probably. Anytime you're on your own, probably.
I had bread and spinach dip today.
That's what I'm saying. That was one of my girl dinners. Like, exactly. So a weekend full of that. I made the feta, the like viral TikTok feta tomato pasta. I don't know what I did different this time. It was amazing. Better than I've ever made it before. I made like one serving of it instead of multiple. Maybe that's why, because like the tomato to feta ratio with my pasta maybe was better.
No, the one time I made it and I doubled the feta and the tomatoes, like I did two of them for one box of pasta, it was really good. So I think that's okay, what so it
maybe,
is.
It's the ratio. Maybe just like the ratio. I also added in, after I mixed like the feta and tomatoes together, I added in a little bit of cream cheese and a little bit of reserved pasta water into like the sauce. There's no way that made that big of a difference, but it was so good. So that was that. And then just a lot of a mix of relaxing with a mix of a lot of work. And then I did finish It Ends With Us, which, can we all clap it up for me? That is my third book of the year.
Ooh, yeah.
My third book in about the last 15 years. And then I started, I had a like Amazon Prime because I did not plan on finishing the book that fast. So I had Amazon Prime, It Starts With Us, to get delivered so that I could read that the rest of the weekend. But they're good. Like It Ends With Us, I'm really excited for that to be in a movie because it was like an emotional roller coaster, especially the ending birth scene. I'm not going to give any spoilers because Lexi didn't even read it yet, but like there's a scene that I cannot wait for Blake Lively to like act that part out. I think it is going to be so intense and emotional, and I'm very excited for it. However, I do still think Verity is my like top book that I've read so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it is like twist after twist after twist. Like it reminds me of A Simple Favor.
Yeah.
Where like you don't really know what the truth is at the end, kind of. Like it's just like one thing after the another. You don't know what to believe, what's going on. Like a lot of twists and turns, where these are more of just like good stories. But I'm still really enjoying it. I'll probably finish It Starts With Us this weekend. Although anytime I'm with Justin, I really don't end up reading too much. But we're going to be by the pool a lot. So I'm sure I'll find some time. I don't know if I'll finish it or not. I'm like halfway with it now.
Did you mean to leave It Ends With Us at my house for me?
Yeah, you said you want my books for your bookshelf.
Yeah, the bookshelf is long. It's going to be a while, but yes. I haven't read it yet. I'm such a big, like, more Verity is my style, but I feel, and it's also so overhyped that I'm like, I guess maybe I'll read it. Speaking of Simple Favor, they are starting filming that soon for Simple Favor 2.
I wonder how.
So get excited.
It's going to go. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. But the first one's really good.
They're going to take it. So good. But then other than that, then I've been back home. I had a really exciting business call today, which I'm hoping turns out into being something great because it's something that I've been stressed about and like contemplating this for like over a year now. So I really think everything is going to take a turn for the better, which I'm very excited about. Once that's all like finalized, I'll talk about it more. I just don't want to, you know, until it's done, I don't want to say certain things yet. But other than that, I am heading to Mexico this weekend, which I'm very excited. We're staying at LeBlanc in Cancun. And yeah, it's going to be a weekend. Like we're like not leaving the resort once. So I'm really not exploring much of Mexico at all. Like we're going straight from airport to resort, staying there the entire time, back to the airport, going home. But I feel like it's like a much needed weekend and I'm very excited for it.
I love that. I'm having the alternative weekend, also much needed, where I'm hoping to not leave my house as much as possible. So that's great. It's been a whirlwind the past couple weeks. I agree with you. I did see a bunch of planets are in Gatorade. I don't know which ones, but there's planets in retrograde right now. That was the joke. In case you guys are new to the podcast, we say Mercury is in Gatorade, but a lot of planets are in retrograde, I think. So maybe that's why everything is like out of whack right now. But yeah, my mind has been, it feels like a hamster running on a wheel and not getting anywhere. Like I have a million tasks and I feel like I'm not getting any of them done, but like, I don't know what's going on. I'm very work has been very busy and stressful and I'm struggling with like balance of everything. I'm doing Vlogist, which like actually that is not stressing me out at all. I'm like having no issue with that for the most part, like editing and uploading that. It's more so just like random tasks on my to-do list. Like I have to figure out my student loans and figure out like how to set the payment plan because those start back up again soon, and wedding stuff and business stuff and just like random stuff, lots of stuff. And there's just not enough time in the day. Like it's already 8:30 when we're recording this. So when we're done recording, I'm really not going to have that much time. So yeah, I'm just complaining, but the other day, like Gabby was saying, like things just kept going wrong. I had to go and get a TB test or a PPD test. If you work in healthcare, I'm sure you've had a million of those, but and a flu shot. And I had already had just like a stressful day at work and like I was overwhelmed. I go get that. The girl, the amount of times in the past like week that people have thought I'm like 13 years old. And like,
oh my God, did you see my story today?
I just saw it and I just thought of that when I said that. But someone asked, I think it was 13 years old the first time. And then the nurse that gave me my TB test and flu shot, like literally was like, you are not old enough to be a dentist. And I was like, I'm 27. Like, thank you. But like, how old do you think I am? Like, absolutely wild. She also made my appointment tomorrow to get the TB test read at 5:40 a.m. instead of p.m. So I had to figure that. I like told her on my way out. I was like, just so you know, like the sheet says a.m. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'll fix it. And then I got a notification that it's like at a completely different time. So I don't know. I had to figure that out. But anyways, point of story. Then I went to Publix to pick up a salad kit because like Sean and I have just been eating like crap. And we're like, we literally just need veggies for dinner. Like we need a salad. Like we need something light. We've been eating greasy, nasty food. And so I go in to get it. I come out literally like a hurricane outside. Torrential downpour.
Oh,
winds that are blowing trees over. And I have to walk to my car and put my groceries away. And everyone's like running or they're like waiting at the exit for it to like slow down. I just slowly, calmly walked to my car. Just got absolutely drenched. Blown over. I was like, there is nothing I can do about it at this point. Like my day is shot. I just slowly walked to my car. I will show Gabby the picture I took when I got back in my car. But like, it was funny because I had just told my vlog, because I'm vlogging every day. I had just told my vlog, like, I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to be positive. Like, I'm done complaining. And then I get caught. Absolutely. Oop, absolutely. I just dropped my phone. Drenched in the rain. So I was like, okay. I came home. I did a face mask. Sean's also been very overwhelmed and, like, doing house projects. He finished the pantry shelves. So hopefully I'll be able to fill those, like, tomorrow. But we both did face masks. He played his video games and relaxed. I took a very hot shower, did like a scalp scrub, like really got clean, put on my pajamas and wrote down a to-do list of things. So I started to feel a little bit better yesterday, but I told myself I was going to get more of that to-do list done today at work and I just like didn't. And so now we're here. But
so yes. Since I said, did you see my story? I'm going to tell that story real quick because I haven't said it yet. I'm just walking cloud as I do every day.
The first two stories were hilarious of like random things you saw.
Yeah. I'm
that baguette has been there forever.
It's just there was just a brand new baguette just in the street and no one touched it. And then there's a Barbie doll. I don't know if it was thrown on purpose. Someone lost it, but just looking absolutely crazy just on a roof. But anyway, I'm walking cloud. All of a sudden I hear, excuse me. I keep walking a little bit and I hear, excuse me. I'm like, okay, so I guess this is for me. I turn around and this child, like 14, maybe pushing it. Like he was young. He goes, you're cute. How old are you? I said, I'm 25. Like with probably the most like disgusted look on my face. I was like, there's no way that this child is telling me this right now as if I'm his same age. And he goes, oh, never mind. Nice dog. I said, thank you. Have a good day. Like a literal like 13, 14 year old child asking me how old I am, thinking we're the same age around my neighborhood. I was like, cool. This is exactly what I want to hear. But anyway, that was my story of looking 12 as well.
Wild. I am excited, like I was saying, for just like a weekend to relax. I did not partake, but I saw that pumpkin drinks came out at Dunkin' today.
I just saw that as well.
So I may have to partake in that soon. I need to get...
a little too early.
I know. I think I said in September I would have my first pumpkin drink, and I think that that's fair. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm going to finish Gilmore Girls. I hit a lull last fall. I watched like 5 seasons of it. I think I'm in like season 6. But I'm going to pick it back up because I really want to finish it, and I want to watch like the revival or whatever. So that way I can just like throw on episodes when I want to here and there because I finished them all. So that is something that is going to have to happen. So I'm going to pick that up in a bit Maybe I'll start an episode tonight. I don't know. I've also been watching a lot of Zoe's Vlogist. Zoe Sugg has been my like comfort YouTuber forever, I feel like. But I thought that like these Vlogist videos would be like not that great because it's August and I was like, I'm really gonna miss, you know, her content. But she just is so good at like making cozy content that you just like love to watch. So I've been loving it. I think she's really like my comfort YouTuber. And that's about it. That's, I feel like, my updates.
Are you here right now? I can't see you, but I am happy for your here. Updates. Okay. Well, as long as you can hear me, I just can't see you at all. But let's get into our favorites then, shall we?
We shall. What is your favorite this week?
Mine is my Curology moisturizer because anytime I'm out in the sun, like, I'm not good about lotioning up my body. I'm not good really about any girl skincare, anything girly. Like, I just barely use products. I barely test out products. Like, I know I should be using them, and I just, like, really don't. However, when it comes to my face, especially because I'm in the sun a lot, I moisturize my face almost daily, I would say. And when I was home over the two-week break, I actually ran out of my Curology moisturizer, and I was like, I think I just need to rebuy it. I got it, like, because I was doing, like, brand deals with them. And then I was like, you know what? This is so good that I think I'm going to rebuy it. And they sell Curology at Target. So I got another one. And it is genuinely, like, I love the way it feels on my skin. It's so light. I hate when, like, you feel a moisturizer on your skin. Like, it's so light, but it does the job. And I really enjoy it.
Awesome. Love that. My favorite this week is my Simple Modern Cup. I've been seeing it everywhere. I got mom one for her very delayed birthday because her birthday was in May. But I got it on Amazon and I gotta say,
is it nice?
It does not disappoint. This cup had ice water in it last night and it's still cold 24 hours later. Impressive. So, and it's not a Yeti. It's affordable. It's on Amazon. They have a bunch of colors that are really aesthetic. And it's literally, I'm like kind of scared, but I'm that confident. It's spill proof. Like, it, even with a straw lid, like, it does not spill. So absolutely love it. Fits in cup holders. I will link it. I wish I could say I could link my Amazon marketplace for you, but it got shut down. My Amazon storefront. Why? That's an update I forgot to tell you. I saw that it wasn't there one day and somebody messaged me and they're like, I can't find your storefront. And so I go and I look and it says storefront has been closed. And I was like, excuse me? So I go on my email that's hooked up to my Amazon that I don't check regularly. And they sent me a warning and they're like, we see that you're promoting like dupe products of designer items and you need to delete it or we're shutting your account down. And I didn't see it because I don't check that email. And I don't know what it could possibly be because I really don't think I have any like designer dupes of things in my storefront, at least like any time in the recent past. And so I messaged them to like appeal it and see what they would say and they've ghosted me. So
no way.
I don't know. And that's just another thing to add to the list, but I will still link it for you guys. It's a great cup. I recommend. I like it. It's more affordable than a Yeti and a Stanley, and I think it is just as good. So,
love that. I have one Simple Modern cup that I got a few years ago, but it's just like a normal like water cup kind of. It's like it doesn't have the Stanley handle or any of that, but I did like it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it is that time. Let's get in to the school scandals. Well, before we get into that, we were trying to like remember and see if there's any like school scandals we had when we were students. The only one I can remember is our high school. Well, our intermediate. Our high school was split up into two buildings. Our intermediate building, we had a planetarium, which was like, honestly, I don't think I've ever gone into it. I don't really know why we had a planetarium. I'm sure some classes, like you went into it for a reason. I don't think I've ever gone in there. But the way it was set up, our high school was two levels and the whole, like, everything kind of overlooked the common area lunchroom. So, like, it was just, like, how do I describe that? A walkway around with a like balcony kind of that overlooked the whole middle. So I don't, I think I was, I think it might have been like my freshman year. I think it's
set up as a prison.
Okay. I mean, I get what you're saying. Makes sense. And someone jumped off the second floor balcony and went through the planetarium roof. He was fine, I think. I don't think anything happened to him, but that was...
He was fine, I think.
That was the talk of the town when I was a student. Other than that, like, I really don't think I had any crazy scandals.
I think it was honestly before I got there, or was I like a ninth grade baby? There was a kid that set a bunch of fires throughout the school, no, and dad had to go in with yes. the SWAT team.
You were in high school because you got like a week off of school, and I was so mad because I still had to go to school because I was at the middle school.
Yeah, I think I was in like ninth grade, so you must have been in seventh or 10th and 8th. But regardless, yeah, dad had to go in. Our dad had to go in with the SWAT team because he had keys to the door. He was assistant principal at that time,
I think. If, yeah, he must have been.
And it was wild. It had to be ninth grade because I think mom and dad were still together. I think we were all living in the same house. So it had to be ninth grade. Because she was at home with us and dad had to go in with the SWAT team. But yeah, a kid was setting like little fire bombs all throughout the school and like lighting things on fire.
Well, and he caught the theater curtains on fire, and that's what really like spread like crazy.
Yeah. So wild. I feel like that was it, aside from like, you know, the kiddie porn found on certain teachers' computers and stuff that unfortunately, sadly, I feel like is a common theme with some schools. There were quite a bit of stories about that, but yeah, that's about it. I will say I saw a bunch of stories about people who got on the wrong school bus and like the school bus driver did nothing about it, just like dropped them off. And well, that happened yeah. to Gabby.
No, well, thankfully he didn't just drop me off. My issue was, I'm sure we probably told this story before, but it's a funny one.
We probably did.
I was like maybe, I was young, like maybe first, second grade. But here's the thing. My mom worked at my elementary school, so I never took the bus ever. Always rode to school with her, rode to school home from her, or rode home from school with her. Never took the bus. One day she had a meeting and she was going to be forever. So I was like, whatever, I'll just take the bus home. No worries. And I knew my stop was after this guy named Dylan Camp. I'm going to name drop because I don't know how else to describe the situation. His name was Dylan Camp. And my stop was one stop after him. However, I get on the bus. He's nowhere to be found. He's not on the bus. Because I'm never on the bus and he's not on the bus, they don't stop at our stops. So I'm waiting for them to go to Dylan Camp's stop. They're not stopping. There's no stop after that. I would have known it was mine, like, in the vicinity. They completely skip over it and go to everyone else's stop. And then every other kid gets dropped off and they're like, hey, you're still here. And I'm like, hey, you didn't stop at my stop. By this point, I don't think anyone realized I wasn't home yet. I don't really remember what happened, but then I got home and no one's home. I go to like our home, luckily we still had home phones at the time. Well, I didn't have a cell phone yet, so that was the only way I could call anyone. No one was answering their phone. So then I went over to my neighbor's house and I was like, hey, the bus didn't drop me off. I'm getting home now like an hour late. Can I just chill over here? Can you call my mom? Then I think everyone finally got hold of each other and then we were all good after that. But everyone thought it was my fault. And I'm like, no, the bus driver completely skipped over our stops 100% because he was not on the bus. And I just rode the bus for like 2 hours after school. At that point, I think mom ended up getting home before me. I think that's why she then left to try to find me somewhere. And then I came home when she was gone.
So is that.
Yep.
That is what happened. All right. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start. I don't really care. So, first okay, scandal. Great. During high school, someone made a Facebook burn group. Okay.
Good start. Already off to a rough
start. During high school, someone made a Facebook burn book. They would post all the popular girls' secrets of what they did at parties or if they cheated, etc. It came out one girl cheated on her high school sweetheart of like 4 years. Another girl hooked up on campus and a lot more. It got shut down for cyberbullying. It was so wild to see who would be burned next, and it had to be someone in the popular group. I graduated in 2013 and we still don't know who was behind the Facebook page. Imagine the power this person held. Knowing everyone's secret and no one knows it's you. I feel like I almost wish our school had something like this because I feel kind of left out because I feel like a lot of schools did. And we had nothing like this, but like
crazy. They definitely had like a, I feel like there was like a Twitter at one point that was kind of like this, like a Twitter account.
Maybe for your grades. My grade had no drama. Like, we never had any issues. Or scandals or anything.
Interesting. Oh, let's see. I was a sophomore when this happened. There was an assembly basically saying how it's not okay to poop on the bathroom floor. Keep in mind, everyone in the room was in high school. Apparently, one of the girls thought it would be funny if she pooped on the floor. Excuse me, what?
What was going through her head, one? What was going through the head of the person that found it, two? And did they know who it was?
Wait, just picture, dad had to give a meeting about people pooping on the floor. Like, because this probably was what, the principal? Right.
How do you seriously get through that assembly? Like, imagine, like, all girls report to the gymnasium. And it's just like, listen, guys, we can't poop on the floor.
We can't be pooping on the floor. This can't be happening.
In high school. Well, even just without pooping on the floor, just some of the, like, high school bathrooms that were absolutely disgusting. And it's like, we are too old for this. I don't understand how people could not just take care of themselves in that scenario. But I at least know when I guess pooped on the floor, so I guess I can't be too mad. But gross.
I feel like I don't remember the bathroom as being that gross, to be honest.
I mean, I don't think it was a consistent thing, but just anytime there was a gross bathroom, I'm like, how did we not figure this out by now? All right, next one, short and sweet. This guy got expelled, so my grade threw a funeral for him. We brought a speaker and formed a big circle. We sang sad songs and took turns saying our favorite memories. The teachers thought we formed a cult. One, that's hilarious. What did the kid do to get expelled?
And it two, obviously was well-liked.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Was it, like, the popular guy in school that, like...
If I got expelled, there would be no nothing one would thrown care. For me.
People would cheer.
Yeah, probably. Oh my gosh.
A whole, yeah.
That's funny.
I could just picture though that, like, that sounds like a senior prank someone would do, but the fact that it wasn't a senior prank and it was literally just because some kid got expelled, that's funny.
Okay. I teach at a school that has kids coming from all over the world, and there are so many different names and ways to pronounce them. Students can be hard to understand, and cultures are so different as well. I'm still trying to figure out how to pronounce the latest name, but I think it's Shart. Wish us luck this year.
I think it's Shart. I have honestly so much sympathy for teachers, because especially in this day and age, the way especially people are spelling names.
Because they don't even know them all the time.
Because my name is spelled exactly how Gabriella is normally spelled. The amount of times I got Gabriel.
Gabriella.
Or Gabriella. I did get that one. But, like, but imagine the day and age that we're in now with people, like, naming their kids and spelling their kids' names with every vowel and letter of the alphabet mixed together. And, like, poor teachers.
Good luck.
For your sake, I hope it's not Shart. But... if it
I
is,
wonder where she teaches that she has, like, such a cool, diverse group of people, though. Like, where does she
I know, that's
that
probably, honestly, that's such
all over the world.
Probably such a cool experience, and, like, getting to learn and just have so many different kids all in one, like, roof is probably so cool. I don't know. Let us know. Message us. In 10th grade, I was sitting in my finance class, which was in a computer lab for context. All of a sudden, a girl on the other side of the room starts screaming. Yeah, well, a sort of small water snake slithered out from under her keyboard. I live in the country, so naturally my teacher literally took a pair of scissors and cut its head off with blood dripping everywhere. No one sat at the computer for the rest of the year. No, you know how, like, in college, if something happens to your, like, dorm mate, and, like, if they, I don't know if it's literally just death or something else, and, like, you automatically pass the semester? That should warrant the same thing. If I had a snake slither out from a keyboard while I was at school, I don't think I could show up the rest of the time.
I saw a big snake on the side of my house, and I haven't gone over there since. Sean's been doing the trash over there. I just, like, go quick. We found a cockroach inside our dishwasher. And what? So I just started the dishwasher because I didn't know what to do.
How did it even get in there?
I don't know.
It's gross.
Terrified.
Yikes.
We have never seen, like, anything like that. And it was inside the dishwasher.
Gross.
Scary, right? I just started the dishwasher. I don't know what happened to it. I think it just got chopped up or disintegrated or something.
Well, you should maybe then run that dishwasher again. Because what if you have cockroach carcasses just all over these
clean dishes. I mean, everything looked really clean.
Okay. Maybe one more time for safe measure.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Oh, sorry. A girl from my high school, or girl from my school, hooked up with our math teacher senior year and had his twins and got him fired. They're no longer together anymore. Hashtag unfortunate.
Here's the thing. I don't know if we just had really ugly teachers. I have never had the, like, oh my God, my teacher's so hot scenario. No, same. Like, maybe we really just had bad teachers, but I don't get that. And it makes me uncomfortable that so many people, like, there's so many stories like that. I feel like anyone from any other school I hear is always like, oh my God, this teacher's so hot. We never had that.
No.
We had young, like, hot girl teachers occasionally. No male teachers.
I can't even think of the girl ones.
And our sixth grade science teacher at the time, which is super young. The guys cute. Loved her. Yeah. But we Wild. Never had any male ones, so I don't know if that's a normal thing, or I don't like men in general, so maybe that was just wouldn't have been the
but
case.
But I also can't like imagine. Like, I feel like the youngest one of my teachers was in their 30s, and I just can't wrap my head around them being attracted to a high school student. Like, I just can't.
No, I was disgusted by the 14-year-old even approaching me today and giving me a compliment. Like, I don't know if people get validation off of young kids, like, thinking you're hot because, ugh, gross. Anyway, next story. Every year, the senior class at my high school would pull off some sort of senior prank on the school. For the most part, they were pretty harmless and forgettable, but one of them forever stood out from the rest. One summer, a few days before school started, the faculty and staff came in to do their prep work for the new school year. When they arrived, they found live and dead chickens throughout the school. Some were stuffed into lockers, and according to police, others were kicked and thrown down the hallways like bowling balls. In total, 13 chickens were killed, and many others were left bleeding and hurt. It was all caught on camera, and then three seniors that did it got in very serious academic and legal trouble. They stole them from a local Tyson chicken farm and were charged with aggravated cruelty to animals, burglary, and vandalism. The school had to hire a cleaning crew to clean up the mess and sanitize everything because of possible diseases that would come from the mess. This happened in 2007, which was maybe a year or two before I was in high school. So although I didn't experience it firsthand, I still remember it to this day because it was so controversial. It was all over the town newspaper and made local state news. I'm just glad they got charged.
I'm all on board with, like, fun pranks, but that is just, like, psychotic.
And here's the thing. It could have been a fun prank. Just let the chickens loose in the school. That would have been a fun prank already in itself. Right. People would have had to clean up the mess. Would have been funny. Probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble like this. But why did you have to be cruel to the animals? What did the chickens do to you? Absolutely nothing.
How did they break into said Tyson farm and kidnap the chickens? That's another thing I want to know.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the layout of the Tyson farm. Not sure how hard it is to steal a chicken.
I mean, you'd think they'd have some sort of security. I would think, absolutely. I mean, I guess it's 2007.
True.
So that's one thing.
Very true.
Wow.
The poor chickens. That was probably a mess in the school, too, though. I don't know. Did you do a senior prank? I didn't go to school my senior year.
I didn't have friends. So maybe they did. But,
like, did your... Oh.
I don't think so, though. Like, I don't think there was anything that was, like, memorable enough that... Yeah, I don't know. I saw one on TikTok that... I'm assuming it's one of the kids... is, like, the son of either, like, the principal or... They got in the woman's house somehow. Oh. A teacher or a principal, and they all slept over in sleeping bags on the first floor. So when she came downstairs in the morning, all of her students were in her house.
That's kind
of
funny.
In sleeping bags. And she was, like, laughing, but she was like, how did you get in here? So, yeah, I don't know how that one happened, but I feel like that's, like, a really good one and, like, not harming anyone.
That is a funny one.
Okay. We had a student teacher who ended up dating and marrying one of her former students. Flash forward 10 years in the future, that same teacher had an affair with the principal. Both of them were married with kids. Now they are happily married.
Like,
wowzers.
Can you stop mixing business and pleasure?
I'm telling you, it's because they get bored in their school or something.
I feel like there's so many teacher affair stories.
Like, between two teachers?
Yes. Like, they'll be, yeah. like, happily married somewhere else, and, like, you can just tell they got a flirty relationship going on, and then it, like, they end up together or something. I feel like that happens very often in schools, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Next one, very, very short and sweet. In elementary school, I accidentally threw up on a girl on picture day. You know, and that, my friends, is why they have retake day. So at least you didn't ruin everything, but that, oh, that poor girl.
I was going to say, imagine being the girl that got puked on.
No. Oh, my God.
I would cry.
One time for picture day, they said you could bring a prop, and I brought my flamingo Build-A-Bear in a coconut bra.
I so remember that to this day.
But why did mom... Here's the thing. Our parents let us do... they just didn't care. Like, not in a bad way that they... Because, like, we weren't bad kids.
We didn't do anything bad. We just did stupid stuff like that.
But, like, why did they let me... Why did mom let me do that? I mean, granted, it was spring pictures, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm just smiling with my flamingo and coconut bra and hula skirt.
Hilarious.
I wish... I don't know if we could find that picture anywhere. Like, because I don't live at home, honestly. We don't have access to it. I don't know if mom or dad could. I don't know where it would be. But, oh, my God. It was so funny. And why did I do that?
Did they purchase said photo, I hope? I don't think
I'm sure.
Did.
I feel like
no, they had to because I've seen it.
Yeah. I feel like it might...
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I don't know where it is.
It's probably in a scrapbook somewhere.
Yeah, because it wasn't a yearbook. It was a spring picture. It wasn't, like, the normal school picture.
Well, I took a normal school picture with my tongue out and eyes crossed, and it ended up in the composite in the library, so...
Well, yeah, that was a prank. Have you ever told that story?
I don't... I had to have. I'll post the picture on the Instagram story if I can remember. Remind me if I don't, guys. But my teacher totally was fine with me sticking my tongue out and crossing my eyes in my school picture. And then we just, like, did a retake also to prank my mom and dad. And the one with my eyes crossed and my tongue out is the one that ended up in the library on, like, the whole school photo. So... It's a shame. You know, I think back and I'm like, how did I not have friends?
I wonder why.
That's how. Okay. Our high school had a huge nude scandal a few years ago. A bunch of guys had an entire Google Doc with hundreds of girls' photos. Ready for the kicker? The reason it was ever exposed is because one of the boys that had access to the doc accidentally shared it to his mom's school email address, who just happened to be a long-term teacher at the same school. We ended up having news reporters on campus for weeks, random interviews outside, and a ton of slander from neighboring schools. That is so sad.
I was going to say, that was so sad. And why do I feel like it probably wasn't an accident somehow? Like, high school boys are quite literally, like, the worst.
I agree. I will say it is kind of, like, easy. I mean, you even saw, like, with the Google Doc that it goes to the wrong account if he was on, like, a home computer.
Okay, I guess.
But still, no, like, that, ugh.
If you're young and listening to this, or in high school or below, I don't care if you've been dating your boyfriend for 16 years of your life. Don't send nudes to anyone in high school. Just don't. I've heard so many horror stories. And also, don't be careful on Snapchat. I remember one girl in my friend group tried to send a nude to her boyfriend, and she posted it on her public story.
How do I not remember who that was? You'll have to tell me afterwards.
Yeah, because you definitely know who it is, but I can't tell you until obviously afterwards. I cannot name drop that, but... Right. Yeah, that happened. And just, like, just, you really can't trust high school boys with anything. So just don't. Literally don't. I promise it won't be the end of the world. You can just say no and not do it. I pinky promise you. You'll be better off.
Also, like, kind of annoying of the news to, like, make a bigger deal of that, too.
Well, I'm hoping it was more so in favor of the girls being victims. And, like, more so, I'm hoping it was more of a scandal of, like, the high school boys, keeping the doc of all the pictures and that being the case and not, like, high school girls, nudes, like, all these, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I hope the script wasn't flipped to be against the girls. Okay, wait. I need you to read the next one because I don't know if I remember the story.
Okay. So this is from Julia. Hi, Julia. I know I said these are anonymous, but I just want to say hi to you. So there was an old principal at our high school that was stealing. I do, like, kind of remember this. He got caught stealing, like, instruments and treadmills and, like, big ticket items from the school and started selling them on eBay in 2006. And his username was his last name and his birth year. So, like, that's how they caught him.
I mean,
you don't remember this?
No, I very, very lightly, but, like, not to the point where I would remember who it is. Or, I mean, 2006, I was 8.
Yeah, Just, oh my gosh, so wild. Like, you thought you were just gonna get away with that?
Well, first of all, you're right. Like, no one's gonna know that things are missing from the school.
Treadmills, not just things, like, not right. Pencils. He didn't steal pencils, treadmills.
How did he get them out of the school?
Literally, how? Oh gosh, Julia, thank you for bringing that back, because I do remember that.
I feel like there are probably so many from our, like, schools and school district, if we could just find everyone that age ranged, like, before us, but I, like, don't remember them. Even mom and dad, I'm sure they have school stories too, but I don't even think they were able to put them in here, with my mom being a teacher and my dad being the principal. I'm sure my dad in general probably has so many that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Next one. The morning of graduation, two former students in my class were arrested for murder. Well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did they walk across the stage?
With, like, handcuffed in a jumpsuit? They just took them across the stage? Yikes.
Wow.
And scary.
Okay. Next one. We got a new physics teacher my senior year of high school, and no one liked her. A few years after I graduated, a student at the school discovered she had porn videos on the internet. The school was fairly small, so word traveled fast. Most of us who had recently graduated knew within the same day. She left school in the middle of the day without telling anyone after she discovered that students knew, and she never returned. Honestly, no idea what happened to her after that, but she never taught there again.
There's just certain things that, like, you're not going to get away with if you're trying to hide them when you're a teacher. Because students will look, they will dig the deep depths of the internet to find stuff about their teachers, I feel like.
I'm just shocked that, like, that didn't come up when, like, the school was looking. I don't know. I guess, obviously, like, it wasn't under her name, but. Yikes, man. I don't know. That's tough.
Do you think someone went searching for it, or someone would just
that's what I'm saying.
Come across the video and was like, wait,
that's what I'm that's saying.
That's my physics teacher.
I wonder how that came about. It had to be, like, maybe someone who knew something. I don't know.
Very strange. Next one. My school district went on strike for a month my sophomore year of high school. All the teachers were surrounding the school for a month, picketing for better wages. All the students had to go a month longer into the summer as a result.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
As a teacher or as a student?
As a student.
Oh, I get it now. Like, they had to go to school a month longer after that. But, like, you got a month off at the same amount of time.
Teachers do need to be paid more a lot of places.
Everywhere. Yeah. I feel like it's one of the lowest paying jobs of, like, a career like that.
For sure. For sure.
And it's insane because they have some of the most effect on
everyone. Our society.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Like,
okay. When I was in elementary school, one of the teachers was Dr. Johnson. I made up the name, she said. And was referred to as such instead of Mrs. Johnson. Turns out she had a fake doctorate and had this huge big scandal that she didn't even have a degree, much less a PhD. Her son was in my class and I felt so bad for him. Super embarrassing, especially in our small town. I tried to look her up recently to see what she's up to, but funny enough, I can't find her. But I followed the son on Instagram because I still feel bad for him 10 years later.
Again, as a
teacher. It's always the people who are like, doctor, actually.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I never had any until college that were like doctor or whatever. But, like, if you're teaching anything. Yeah, elementary school. The kids are not calling you doctor. They're not doing it.
You don't even have a degree.
Well, so they're PhD. Really not doing it. Right.
How did she get hired without a degree? Like, was there not a check by the school?
Yeah, I don't know. They must have just really been in need. I don't know. But again, you're not getting away with anything when you're a teacher. People are going to find stuff out. Okay, this for next sure. one, I, like, if you really have to, like, bear with me and really focus on this because there's a lot of back and forth with names. So, to set the scene, Mr. J, a middle school teacher, and Mrs. J, a middle school teacher. Oh, so they're both middle school teachers at least. Mr. J and Mrs. J, they're married. They had two kids that were in our same school that they taught at. Mr. J also coached high school track, and Mrs. S, as a high school Spanish teacher, they coached track together. Mrs. S, Mr. J coached high school track together. Mrs. J was also a high school Spanish teacher. Mr. J cheated on Mrs. J.
Nope, with Mrs. S was a high school Spanish teacher, not Mrs. J.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
I know.
Mr. J cheated on Mrs. J with Mrs. S, who also had a husband and kid. Mrs. S started skipping school a lot and everybody was confused on where she was at. Mrs. S also worked at Starbucks and someone saw her there and she was super pregnant. Turns out she got pregnant with Mr. J's kid and decided to keep it. Wait. Oh my God. Wait. Okay. That. Wait. Pregnant with the kid of her and Mr. J. I almost just thought for a second that she got pregnant from Mr. J's kid. That would have been a real big twist. That's not the case. Okay, so now, Mr. J and Mrs. J ended up getting divorced, and in an odd turn of events, Mrs. J came out as lesbian and now has a wife. This could be a movie. Additionally, to make matters worse for the J's kids, both Mr. J and Mrs. S continued to work within the school district, and J's kid number two was forced to take Spanish with Mrs. S when she entered high school, and they would not let her switch classes. First of all, oof, they should have definitely let her switch classes. That is...
Do you think she knew the story?
Like the kid?
Yeah.
It seemed like it. It seemed like everyone knew. If, like, they wouldn't let her switch classes, like, clearly she tried.
Dang. Honestly, props to Mrs. J for coming out as a lesbian, because you're probably way happier.
Oh, absolutely. And
with your wife. Mr. J probably ruined all men for you. This guy sounds like a nightmare.
Right. But, like, it's, see, I told, it's always, of course, because they teach, or they coach track together. It's always the teachers that spend a little bit too much time together. They're probably having an affair.
Imagine the literal shock when you came across your teacher at Starbucks after not seeing her and she's pregnant.
And then you find out it's Mr. J's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Okay, we are almost done. Senior year of high school at lunch, there were two kids caught pleasing each other in the middle of the lunchroom and had to be escorted out of the office. I'm so, 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 so sorry. What? Like, at lunch?
At least go to the bathroom or like this somewhere private. Why in the lunchroom?
Like, or people are eating their nachos.
Yeah, what? Why?
Absolutely. Why? I mean, I think about, like, our lunchrooms, and that could have never happened. Like, there was nowhere that that could have been concealed. I don't know.
Well, like, but does pleasing each other, that probably doesn't mean, like, full-on, like, getting freaky on the lunch table.
I guess. Yeah, I guess it could have been, like, something under the table while they're sitting right there. I don't know. That is wild.
Still crazy. This next one, you know, I might call BS, but if you got more of a story, this is crazy. Me and my best friend caught our science and math teacher doing it during recess.
Again, save it for later.
I mean, seriously, again, probably an affair. I guarantee your science and math teacher have families at home, but you're not getting away with it. If you're really trying to do that during recess, do they know they got caught? Or did you guys, like, see it and not tell anyone? Right. And
what happened after this?
Yeah, I need to know more. Because you gave us one sentence for a very, very juicy story. And I as much as I want to believe it, I can't imagine.
Seems fake.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys for your stories. As always, we love these episodes. I hope this got you in the back to school mood.
Yeah, and since it is back to school season, just, you know, keep in mind throughout the year, if you have any scandals, send them to us. We'll do another episode, I'm sure. End of the year, maybe, if we get enough. Like, keep them fresh. Send us your stories. Maybe we'll even just sprinkle them into certain episodes as we go. But also, just, I hope you guys have a great school year. And just know that if you are dreading being back one day, it's going to be over. And you'll never have a summer vacation again. So at least enjoy that while you're there yet.
But one day, school will be over.
I mean, you're technically done with school. You don't have a summer vacation anymore, so you don't get the perks of being a student.
True. Almost, like, fully done, though, and a working adult. We'll get there.
27 years later.
Things get better. If you're still in high school or middle school and listening to this, honestly, you probably should have clicked out by now because there were some inappropriate things, but life gets better. I promise you.
If you're enjoying it, continue enjoying it, because nothing beats just being a kid, honestly. And
honestly,
having some home cooked meals every day you come home, getting to see your friends every day, just good times.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.